Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum, Lili Nishmas, Adol Bas, Yehuda Tzvi. We're up to the third Halleluka following Ashrei, and we so far gave an introduction to this Halleluka. I must make a confession, which is somewhat humbling and embarrassing. Only when I was preparing to be able to share insights on this third Halleluka did I realize how little I understand it. Not how little I understand it all my life I've been saying it, how hard it is to understand even as I'm trying to prepare it. And if we're honest with ourselves, take a look at the third Halleluka, Kuf Mem Ches, and realize it's really complicated, it's really difficult. We're invoking all kinds of images and celestial beings, we're invoking the obligation or responsibility to charge them and to tell them what to do in the praise of Hashem. It's very, very difficult to understand. So we mentioned the capital is broken up into two parts. The first half talks about that which is in the heavens, praising Hashem, and we instruct it to praise Hashem. And the second half deals with everything here on earth, from the animal kingdom, the vegetation world, and human beings, that we ourselves, our lives are defined by identifying, seeing the hand of Hashem in our lives, and thanking Him and praising Him. But there's a sort of subtle message that comes out from this kapitel, which could easily be lost, because the most overt message, of course, is the Ribono Shel Olam, the Almighty, the source of all, the omnipresent, the omnipotent, the infinite being who is in control of everything. And the whole kapitel tells us that heaven and earth and everything in it, we are all here in order to see Him, feel Him, connect with Him, and most of all, to praise Him and to bring Him expression in this world, that the world should be molded and shaped in His image. And while the kapitel is really all about the Ribono Shel Olam, on the one hand, says the Torah Avram, Rav Avram Gazunsky, the subplot of the kapitel is not only the greatness of Hashem, but the greatness of man, the Gadlus HaAdam. And you see this in the kapitel because mankind, we are the pinnacle of creation. We are the purpose of creation. Bishvili Nivra Olam, all this heavens and constellations, the sun, the moon, the stars, all the earth and everything in it are to serve us. We are the pinnacle of creation. Each individual is a universe in miniature. We have within us all of the elements of the universe. And the most significant word in this kapitel, and really now we're giving an overview, we'll delve into the psukim a little bit, but not too much in depth. They're really, really difficult to understand the true deep meaning. But the most important significant word that's repeated over and over is hallelu. Hallelu is a tzivu, it's an instruction. We are telling everything what to do. It's not that these elements and these creations and these parts of nature on their own know to praise Hashem, but mankind is the conductor. We, when we open that siddur, we say Ashrei in this Halleluka every morning, we're looking around at nature, at the universe, at the world around us, and we are telling it what to do. Gadlus HaAdam, this is the greatness of man, that we are not simply a passive bystander to nature. Nature doesn't control us, though certainly we are subject to the rules of nature. But that ultimately nature is there to serve us. And we in kind turn to it and say, hallelujah. We tell it what to do. We give it a tzivui. And we command, hallelujah b'amromim, hallelujah Hashem min ha'aretz. From the heavens to the earth, we are at the center of the universe telling it what to do. Hallelujah, you are here, universe, to respond, to be obedient, ultimately to praise the Ribono Shel Olam. And he has a very beautiful image in his parish. He says, one should read this kapitel and see all these elements, both in the heavens and down here on earth, as part of an orchestra. And we, the one reading the kapitel, we are the conductor. So yes, the orchestra comes together and it complements the instruments, produce a magnificent symphony and harmony, a beautiful song that's praising Hashem. But without the conductor orchestrating, organizing, and creating the collaboration between the instruments, if they're disparate noises and sounds, they clash and they just produce noise. It's the conductor who unites, who creates a harmony. It's the conductor that ultimately provides the magnificent song that sings out to Hashem. So it's a whole new way of reading this kapitel, that on the one hand, of course it's about Hashem and His greatness, and our mandate to recognize that, and to draw out and to elicit from all the elements around us to see it. But the subtext of the whole kapitel is the Gadlus HaAdam, is the greatness of man serving as that conductor, demanding of the nature around us, that you are here not for yourself, You're here to serve man or respond to man. And ultimately, we are all here in collaboration to serve Hashem. Chazal tells us that the malachim, the angels in Shemayim, they await human beings. We have to say Kedusha here on earth before Kedusha can be said above. We are the ones who dictate and demand when Shira, when the song of praise to Hashem is initiated. So on the one hand, one can think that we're fallible and we make mistakes and human beings are error prone, whereas angels are perfect, they're shalem. So when we're talking about Tzva'am and Shamayim and Malachim, and the Kapitel's talking about all these perfect beings on the one hand, if you had to judge, you'd say they're greater than we in a hierarchy. But if you invert the whole thing, you understand the truth is we're greater. They respond to us. Hallelujah. We offer that tzivui. We make that demand. We tell nature what to do. And so this kapitel, complicated, difficult. If you try to look at the regular Perushim on Tehillim, maybe Rabbi Moskowitz will conquer it on a Thursday because it's very difficult. If you go through the Ibn Ezra and the Sfarim of the Mitzudos, if you go through the Radak, they're very, very complicated and they're really invoking a lot of mystical and Kabbalistic and deeper ideas of creation and of nature. But if you try to consolidate and really understand what it's all about, it's about creating a harmony, a symphony of the world around us, with the human being as the conductor. Hallelujah, Alus Hashem in Hashemayim, Alubam Romim. We begin. Shemayim means the Serafim of Fanim and Chayos HaKodesh. We're invoking the celestial beings of Shemayim. Haluko Malachav, Haluko Tzva'av. The Ibn Ezra says we're talking about not just the stars acting independent from one another, but they're functioning together in constellations. Halu Shemesh V'Yareach, praise the sun and the moon. Halu Kokoch Ve'Or. We tell him, all the bright stars. The Mitzvah says, the Koch Ve'Or, there are five particular bright stars, the brightest stars to which man can navigate our way here on earth. And just like we can navigate through them, we're dictating and demanding of them, Hallelujah, praise, Hallelujah, this is why you're here. Hallelujah, Shemei HaShemayim, V'amayim HaShemei Al HaShemayim, the highest heavens and the water that is above the heavens. Again, if you take nothing else out from this, and we'll end here, I want to know what you've been thinking about when you've been talking about the water above the heavens. The reason that we do these sitter snippets is to be honest with ourselves and admit that we're spending countless hours cumulatively of our life trying to transform ourselves and connect and be moved in our conversation with Hashem. Some in this room have been saying this for many, 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 many years. And it's worthwhile to say, even if we don't understand, of course, but if we're going to put in the effort to say it, shouldn't we understand it? What does that mean? Shemei HaShemayim? And Hamayim, you know, some people are saying it out with kavana, and they're humming it, and they're singing it and out loud. Shemei Hamayim, Shemei Al Hashemayim. What does that mean? What's the water above the heavens? It's worth it getting into. This kapitel is the hardest. It's the most, causes us to be the most honest with ourselves about how challenging it is. But it's important to understand, Yahalu Hashem Hashem. All these praise, they don't praise Hashem, they praise the name of Hashem. We'll start with that next.